The new 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. The Paternity Test Tuesday. On the line, Akeisha and Matthew. Akeisha blew our phones up, warning a paternity test. We got it done, and now they're here, both of them here to talk about it. Akeisha, good morning.
Good morning.
Why did you want a paternity test?
Because Matthew is a lame. Like I told y'all, he's a lame, and he thinks I have time to be playing games with him. Let me tell you, Ed, we met at a party.
Okay.
He was dancing, had a few drinks. I brought him back to my place, put it down on him. He'll tell you we only had sex a few times. He was calling my phone back to back, Ed. Don't play with me, Matthew. He's a lame. He got some money, and now he wants to act like he's not the father of my son.
Okay, Matthew, what's the story here? Hold on, Akeisha.
Frankly, this whole thing is farcical, sir, because what's happening is she is accusing me of something that is just beneath my character. Okay, I'm not the type of person.
You liked what I was doing with you, Matthew. You liked that, didn't you?
That is absurd.
Didn't you
and
like
offensive.
That?
I'm a respectable person, and I've always been a gentleman in my
respectful
my interaction.
Hold on, Akeisha. Go, let him talk.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Matthew.
I'm not sure I even have time for this. I don't feel this is appropriate. It's beneath me and my family and my status. So out of respect for this radio station, I'm taking the call. But otherwise, I would frankly, sir, I would hang up right now.
Don't call me again, Matthew. Matthew, let me ask you a question.
Hold on, Keith. I got a question for Matthew. Matthew, did you have sexual relations with this woman?
Sir, on a few occasions I
several
did. It was
times.
Always protected. It
several
was.
It's, time.
And cursing is not going to get us anywhere. I just want to say that right now. But I have only done that only a few times.
Only a few times. Did you always wear protection?
100% of the time.
Absolutely not.
Okay, Akeisha, hold on. Both of y'all, hold on. Hold on. We got to take a little break. And then when we come back, more with the story of Matthew and Akeisha right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show. This is Paternity Test Tuesday. Akeisha and Matthew are both on the phone with us, and Akeisha wants a paternity test because she says Matthew is trying to deny their son. Now, Akeisha, when we left off, Matthew was saying that he always wore protection. Is that true?
Come on. What is that? That's just that. Are you dumb, Matthew? Are you stupid?
I am far from it. I am very intelligent, and
well,
I'm respected in my community.
Who are you trying to play?
These are not games, Akeisha. These are
you
critical
times. You used a condom
times.
For 5 minutes the first time. I ain't seen a condom since.
Oh,
I have an
he
expansive
took it off
collection
the first time
of prophylactic.
You have an extensive collection of prophylactic.
that is correct, sir.
I've quite not ever heard it that way.
Yes, sir.
So, Matthew,
yes.
Why haven't you been a father to this one-year-old child?
You know what, sir? I was open-minded to the idea of moving forward with a multi-ethnic family with Akeisha. I would love to be a part of something like that.
However, did he just say?
My point is, sir, that I'm far open-minded about every possibility of fatherhood in the future.
You don't want a black baby. Call it what it is, Matthew.
No, the truth
you don't
is,
want
Akeisha,
a black baby.
The truth is, Akeisha, and I don't mean to be so candid, but you sleep around Chicago like it's nobody's business. And it's
you
always,
didn't care no, when you were...
Oh!
Woo!
There is no way that this child is mine. There is no way.
No way. Oh, man. Jen BT, do you got any questions, Jen?
I really do. Matthew, why don't you think this is your kid other than you think she's sleeping around? Does the baby look like you? Does it look like how you said a multi-ethnic baby?
It does not. I do not mean to be so candid, but there is not a hint of whiteness in this child.
What you're not gonna do is disrespect me.
Hold on, Akeisha. We don't.
Can y'all just do the test?
We don't mean you no disrespect. No disrespect, Akeisha.
What he's doing? Trying to disrespect me, and then you turn out to be the father. Then what, Matthew?
Akeisha.
Then what? Akeisha.
Can I ask you a question, Akeisha? Okay. Why did it take him a year for you to tell him about this kid?
Because his family tried to scare me away. I called him. His father picked the phone up and told me he didn't want no part. leave Matthew alone, this, that, and the third. So I got scared. So I said, you know what? Because I do what I have to do for me and my child. Uh-huh. I don't ever have to look for Matthew. Matthew was on me that night we met. He was on me. He kept calling my phone.
Okay.
Matthew. I'm an independent woman. Yes, I don't need him, but from the sake of my son, he looks just like Matthew. What do I look like as a mother? I'm doing the right thing as a mother.
Okay, all right. We're going to take a break. And then when we get back, we're going to find out, Matthew, if you are truly the father of Akeisha's one-year-old son. Right here on the At Love and Morning Show.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
We are back on the Ed Lover Morning Show, Chicago's number one for throwbacks, 104.3 Jams. Matthew and Akeisha are both here. Matthew, you are obviously a well-educated man. Am I correct?
Sir. That's correct.
Okay. How far did you go in college?
I am actually pursuing my master's degree currently.
Oh, congratulations.
Who gives a shit?
Akeisha, watch your mouth. Akeisha, watch your mouth. We are on the radio. Watch your language, young lady. Akeisha, you are obviously not a dumb young lady. Do you go to college?
I have went to college. I've had this drop out several times. One, I couldn't afford the tuition. The second time, I got pregnant. It's like, you know, and I wanted to take care of myself.
This is a classic case of a young lady who's trying to take advantage of a wealthy family and, you know, exploit us for our position in the community. And frankly, I'm
not happy. You know what?
Don't you say another curse word.
I'm about 2 seconds away from getting the strap.
Don't do that, sweetheart. Don't do that. Before I open this envelope, Akeisha, are you absolutely sure this is Matthew's child?
I'm not even going to say nothing, Ed, because I'm not even. Go ahead.
Okay, Matthew.
Go ahead.
When I open this envelope, if this is your child, if it is your child, what happens?
Suck my dick.
Oh!
That's what he's going to do. Suck my dick.
Oh, Keisha, well, chill out. Matthew, if I open this envelope and this is your child, what happens?
I'm a man of science, and I'm willing to respect the scientific results, and I will own up to my responsibilities. But frankly, there's not a chance. Not a chance.
Okay. All right. Jen BT.
All right.
Give me the envelope.
Here you go, Ed. I got you. All right.
Open that envelope for me, Jen BT.
Oh, I'm nervous. All right. You look at the results. I can't look.
Okay. In the case of Akeisha's one-year-old little boy, you named him Matthew, too. Okay. In the case of Akeisha's one-year-old little boy, Matthew Jr., Matthew, you are 99.999 and another 9%, you are absolutely the father of that little boy. Woo!
Oh,
you got to deal with Akeisha for 20 some years. Oh!
And I'm not eating your ass no more, nigga.
Oh!
Oh, man.
Matthew? Matthew?
Yeah.
Are you going to do the right thing, brother?
Yes. Yes, sir, I will. I will certainly honor the results of this test.
Okay. Good luck to the both of y'all. Thank y'all for joining us on Paternity Test Tuesday right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show.